Shaylee Peters here with you for this week's Graze Nebraska Update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we're visiting with Carla Jenkins, Cow-Calf Range Management Specialist, and this week, we're visiting about summer annual forages.
Hi, Shaylee. Permanent pastures in the Nebraska Panhandle are predominantly cool season, and so they experience a summer slump in quality and quantity as well in mid-June or so. And so being able to plant some summer annuals on some of our dryland crop ground can fill that gap in the need for forage. There is a very narrow window for planting out here in the Panhandle. We have to get those in between the second and third week of June. Water is always the most limiting factor for growth, but can provide some grazing late July to frost at times, if we get those conditions to be right. But once the one downside to them is that they must be managed pretty intensively, as they can grow really quickly if they get some rain and really shut down when it gets dry. And so it does take some intensity. If people are farming and don't have time to manage that for a rotational grazing source, haying it or windrow grazing it in the fall might be a better use for them. We did some research with some forage cocktails comparing them to monocultures and found that in a one-year study, at least, there wasn't a lot of difference in yield and TDN, but it did help us. The cocktails helped hold the crude protein up.
All right, that's been this week's Graze Nebraska Update, brought to you from the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.